Hello, Shell Point. My name is Sunny Torres, Director of Spiritual Services. I know this is the third time I've referenced ants in my stories, but for some odd reason, these tiny little creatures have often carried a big message for me. This encounter dates back to the days when my husband and I worked in an assisted living in upstate New York over 40 years ago. I was performing my regular post-lunch sweep of the kitchen floor when I noticed a small black intruder marching across the white tiled floor. As I neared this little fellow, I raised up my broom a few inches and brought it down on him before he knew it hit him, and then swept up his little corpse along with the dust and crumbs and deposited him in the kitchen trash can. Suddenly, it struck me that that tiny ant never even saw me coming, simply due to his size versus mine. Then I began to wonder if an ant's field of vision could even grasp something so massive looming above it, or could an ant brain even begin to comprehend such a gigantic being as myself? Here he was, out on an afternoon's assignment to collect a crumb or two to bring home to the colony, when out of nowhere, something fell out of the sky on top of him and ended his brief existence on Earth. This train of thought developed into an odd question. Do we human beings similarly suffer from limited vision and comprehension of things much bigger than we, especially in grasping the existence of one as big as God himself? Now, I know this comparison really falls short in regard to the measurement of a human being next to the almighty God of our universe who fills all in all. But as my imagination began to kick in, I thought, if I were God and I wanted to make myself known to the world of my tiny creatures, how challenging it would be, just considering the size differential alone. Although my actions were antagonistic that afternoon, let's just suppose my heart had been in a different place, and instead of being on mission to rid the kitchen of ants, I had a heart overflowing with love for them because I'd created them. And what if my desire were to somehow convey my existence to them in a tangible way to assure them of my love? How in the world could I possibly make that happen? Well, the only option would be to fit myself into an ant-sized body, adjusting my parts to match theirs, and invade their world. I would have to speak ant as well and communicate in the same manner by which all the other ants intermingled. Not only that, I would have to be persuasive enough to get them to listen to me concerning the love of a massively gigantic creator of theirs who was far beyond their wildest imaginations, and bring a convincing message that this highly incomprehensible being had an intense interest in their world and in each of them personally. I realize this might sound like a page out of ancient Greek mythology or a plot from some science fiction movie, but it made me appreciate the nearly impossible mission of Jesus Christ coming into this world to reveal the Father, whom no one could see with their eyes or comprehend with their mind. Well, the Bible tells us, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world." To this day, people struggle with the thought of God sending his own Son to take on human form in order to bring the message of a Creator who loves them. But how else could this have been accomplished? Scripture tells us in John 1:10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world didn't know him. He came with a message of love and the Creator's longing for a relationship, but people had a hard time believing the message. He spoke with an authority that was otherworldly, leaving people speechless and stunned. Yet doubt would set in once again, and they'd argue among themselves and dismiss him as crazy. He told them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world." Though he spoke so plainly, unbelief stopped them from receiving the message Jesus brought to them. He was demonstrating the truth about their Creator, but they rejected the whole idea as too bizarre to believe. He said, "For this purpose was I born, and for this reason I came into this world, that I might bear witness to the truth." Their expectations didn't line up with this God-man who claimed to have been sent to provide evidence of God's nature and love for his creation. Jesus told them, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." These statements went in one ear and out the other. Jesus gave additional validation to his claims by providing all kinds of miracles of healing and provision for the multitudes who followed him. Yet even that didn't convince them. Instead, those who enjoyed his provision of bread in the desert feigned devotion to him just to get some more free meals. He told the crowds, "The works which the Father has given me bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, is giving evidence that I am he." Evidence. Tangible, undisputable proof to the five senses upon which we so heavily rely. All he was asking for was belief. Belief that he was sent. Belief that he was who he said he was. The Son of God was up against unbelief at every turn. He told his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion, "The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father and am come into this world. Again, I leave the world and go back to the Father." At last, a convinced handful of followers had finally emerged from the fog of uncertainty. But his mission was not quite complete. The road home involved a painful, sacrificial death on the cross to pay for the sins of all lost humanity, which stood as the greatest barrier to winning the hearts of men. Such a cruel exit for the one who'd done nothing wrong. But Scripture says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself by taking on their punishment for sin by offering his own life on our behalf. Certified as effectual in every way, his resurrection from the dead proved that Mission Impossible had been accomplished. The handful who had believed the message multiplied and spread like wildfire through the civilized world, and the church was born. The body of Christ came into being as a continued proof of the love of our Creator for his tiny creatures. Christ is the head in heaven, and we are his body on the earth, called to be witnesses to give evidence of the existence of a God who loved us enough to bring heaven to earth for our sakes. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, how can we thank you for revealing yourself to us, longing to connect with us, valuing our relationship with you enough to invade enemy territory and ransom us from death, hell, and the grave. We can feel so insignificant in this world of ours, a mere number out of billions, and yet you care for each one of us as if we were the only one on planet Earth. For those who struggle with unbelief, we pray this struggle would come to an end and they would find rest at last in the gospel truth that you proclaimed through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.